Shalom Baruch Hu, the Maseches Baba Mesiyah Daf Kuf Zayin. Today's Daf discusses a sharecropper planting something other than what he was hired to plant. We discuss stealing crest from a cotton field, how to divide up trees that lean into others' property. We discuss not to have your field near a city in a stira where it seems like you should have your field near a city. It seems like a good bracha. And then we have a sugya of what causes illness. Five different opinions and the tremendous milas of pas shachris. A little bit of medical I got it today. The Gemara, we begin with the Mishnah, the end of Kuf Vavom HaBeis, that tells us that if someone gets a field from his friend and he's a set hired worker, meaning I'm going to work on your field and I'm going to pay you a certain amount, not a percentage. And he says, I'm going to plant barley. He's not allowed to plant wheat because wheat is harsher on the field. It saps up more nutrients if he says wheat, although he could plant barley. That's more gentle on the land. But if Shimon Gamliel says even that is aser. Similarly, if he's hired for grain, he can't plant kidneys, which is more aggressive on the land, but vice versa would be okay according to Tanakama. Again, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that would be aser. Rav Chisda says in the Gemara, why does Rav Shimon Gamliel mind if you plant something that is better for the owner's field? So he explains that the pasuk says, "Sheiris Yisrael Yasu Avlavlo Yidabru Kozov Leimas Bepiim Loshon Tarmis." Jews don't lie. The Gemara asks, hold on a second. Rav Shimon Gamliel himself seems to be not so machbit about this. We learn that money collected for Purim has to be used for the aniyim on Purim. We're not medaktik bedover, but an ani is not allowed to go buy a shoelace with Purim money unless the anshio ear already made a tanai that he can. That's Rav Yaakov Shita in the name of Rabbi Meir. Rav Shimon Gamliel, our Rav Shimon Gamliel, who's so machbit on MS, he was makel. Hold on a second. If this is Purim money, why is Rav Shimon Gamliel allowing it to be used for shoelaces? That explains Rav Shimon Gamliel. He's very makbid in our Mishnah of planting the wrong thing because of something that Mara told us. And if someone wants to leave his land fallow, he should switch off wheat, barley, year after year. Rashi understands that this is sarcastic in that it's bad for a field to switch off. Unless you plow it first, that would be okay. The sharecropper isn't allowed to plant something else, even if it's going to be nice for the field in general. But for this particular field, it might be switching off the field's use, which is bad for the field, according to Mar. Tosfos actually learns the Metzius a little differently, that it's good to switch and give the land a little bit of a break from its routine. Moving on, Rav Yehuda tells Rav in a number of things, the first one relating to our Mishnah, that if they agreed with the sharecropper and the owner that he's going to be planting grain, he is allowed to plant kidneys. Our Mishnah said Befeir's not. He says, no, it depends. Eretz Yisrael and Bovel are different. In Eretz Yisrael, Rashi explains, where there are mountains, there you have to worry that the kidneys is going to ruin the land. Not on Bovel. Others learn vice versa. It's interesting. Next review, Huda tells Ravin something else. Ravin bar Ravin Nachman. He says, Ravin, my brother, if there's crest growing in a cotton field, you're allowed to steal those. There's no issue of gezel there because crest is bad for cotton. Go ahead and take them. However, if they're on the border of the cotton field, then you are allowed to. Then there is an issue of gezela. Don't take those because they're not messing with my field too much around the edge, and it's a marker to show that this is my field. However, once the crest in middle of the field hardens, over there, it damaged whatever it damaged already. Now, you're just walking through my field and taking cotton, taking the crest. Now it's gazela. It's not damaging anymore. Rav Yehuda also tells Ravin bar Rav Nachman, Ravin Achi, when fruits are dangling from my field over into your field, he said, yours is mine, mine is yours. I'll take whatever's dangling into my field. You'll take whatever's dangling into yours. Even though the roots are on the other side of the fence. That's the minug. Rav also brought this down. Shmuel disagreed. He said that they should divide anything that's hanging over. Gemara says, you know, we actually have a kasha on Rav because we learned that if a tree is hanging over, you should divide it. But Befeirus like Shmuel. Shmuel answers Kafi Rav. Then they only said divide it in that brisa, the Shitas Rav, when the roots were also going across the border. That's what he said, divide it, because this tree is talking both of our shuyas. Then what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that the fruits were hanging over onto one side. Okay, well, still, it's a divided tree. Why should we not divide it? No, because I might think, and the chiddush of the Bible says that I would want to divide it perpendicular to the border. Kamash malon. You say, what? Why are you choosing to split it that way? Split it vertically. Next thing, Rav Yehuda tells Ravin Bar Rav Nachman Ravin Achi, don't keep your field near a city. Why? Because Rav Avoham Rav Huna Omar Rav says it's also for a person to put his field to stand near his friend's field when it's full of stalks. Rashi explains because you're going to damage it Chas V'Shalom with an iron hara. The Gemara says, really, you shouldn't have your field near a city. But we find that Rav Abba was learning with the Talmidim of Rav, and he said, how does Rav learn the pasuk of Baruch Ato Be'er, Baruch Ato Besod, Baruch Ato Be'er, Baruch Ato Be'tzeisecho? So they explained Rav's drasha. He said, Baruch Ato Be'er is a bracha that your house should be near shul. Baruch Ato Besod is a bracha that your business, your field, should be near the city. Baruch Ato Be'er. But that's Akash over there that I thought shouldn't be near the city. Continuing the drasha, the pasuk Baruch Ato Be'er means that one shouldn't come home and find his wife Sofek Nida when he comes home from a trip. Baruch Ato Be'tzeisecho. It means that your children should be like you, your beauty, your Ilon Ilon B'me Avarechecho. Ayin Tainis Vavim and Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan had a different drasha of Baruch Ato Be'er, that your shul should be near your table. Rather, your bathroom should be near your table, but nothing to do with the basic Knesset. Yochanan, the Shitase, said that your basic Knesset shouldn't be near your house because you get schar of walking to shul. If it's so close, you're going to lose out on the schar psiyos. Baruch Ato Basode, he learned that you should divide up your nechosim three ways, a third in grain, a third in olives, and a third in grapes. Baruch Ato Be'er, Baruch Ato Be'tzeisecho means that one should, the bracha, they should leave this world the way you came in without any chatoim. So the kasha is on, is from the way Rav learned Baruch Ato Basoda, that your soda should be near the city. I thought that your being near a city was bad because of Ayin Hara. The Gemara answers, it's great if it's near a city. That's the bracha that the Berachas HaReach gives to his host. But that's only if he has a wall and bushes blocking out any Ayin Hara. If not, then Taka, keep your field away from the city, from the peering eyes. Another drasha, the pasuk says, V'hei Hashem Yimcha Kol Choyli. What does it mean that Hashem is going to move all illness from you? Five, Shitois Rav says, Ayin Hara. This is Rav the Shitosa, who says that all illness comes from the Ayin. Rav went up to the Beis HaKvaros, he used to put it high up on a hill so that it wouldn't flood. And he did what he did, meaning he would identify why each person in each caver had died, whether it was at his right time or it was a premature death because of Ayin Hara, and the prognosis was that 99% had died from Ayin Hara, and one was Derech Eretz, was in his right time. Shmuel said that Choyli is from the ear, from the Ruach. This Shmuel Shita, so it said that everything is in the wind. People die from Haruge Malchus. People are executed. He said, yeah, but we would, without the Ruach, we would have ways of healing them. Rabbi Chanina has a third explanation for illness. He says it's the cold. This Rabbi Chanina says that Hakobi de Shemayim, except for the cold. Like the Pasuk said, Sinim Pachim Baderech, Ike Shemenav Sheyichak Mehem. Stay out of the cold. Don't go out in 0 degree weather with a wet undershirt. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanino, fourth explanation, says that it's referring to all the refuse that comes out of a person. Like Mar tells us that mucus from the nose, the ears, a lot of it is not good. A little bit is good. Rabbi Elazar has a fifth explanation. He says it's all the bile in a person, like a Brisa says, that machalo is mara. It's all that bile. I'm not a doctor, don't ask me what that means, but it's called machalo because it sickens the entire body. Another pshat is that machlo is gematria 83, says the Gemara. There are 83 illnesses that come from the Mara. However, a cure for every single one of these 83 illnesses is having bread, pasta in the morning with salt, and a flask of water, and that all be gone. The Gemara tells us there are 13 things said about Pas Shachris. Very gushmaka stuff. Number one, it saves you from the heat. Two, from the cold. Three, from zikin, from damagers, shadim and whatnot. Four, Mazikin is the wind, Mazikin is the shadim. The wind is all the illnesses that Shmuel was talking about. Five, it makes one smart. Even the simple ones. Chimas Pasi. Six, he will be zoiche ba'din. Seven, he will be zoiche to learn Torah. And eight, lilmoid, lelame, to teach Torah. Nine, his words will be heard. Tenth, his learning will stick with him. It'll be miskayim biyodoi. He'll actually get to do it, maybe. And 11, his skin will not produce hevel. He won't be sweating so much. 12, he will be nizka, connected with his wife. He won't have taiva for any other woman. 13, it kills the kinim, the little worms in one's intestines. And some even say a 14th, it removes all kina and introduces love into a person, takes off the emotional edge after a good breakfast. Rabba tells Rava Bar Mori, how do we know that you could have people chasing after a guy who ate breakfast and they won't be able to catch him? Like we learned in Psochim, that one should wake up early and eat in the winter and the summer because of the weather. He says, this is a makar from a pasuk. Lo yir ovu v'lo yitzma'u v'lo yakim barov v'shemesh. And he learns the pasuk, le'akim shor v'shemesh, because you're not hungry and thirsty. Rabbi says, you know, I have another pasuk for this. Besides for where you're coming from, it sounds like you're saying good. I have a different pasuk. V'avadetem ha'shem alakeichem uverechas lachmach ha'ves mimecho pasuk in Shemois. And he darshins, v'avadetem ha'shem alakeichem is kriya shema and davening, tefilo. Uverechas lachmach ha'ves mimecho is that pasachris with a little bit of salt and a flask of water. If you do all this, v'asirei simach lemekirbecho, Hashem will remove all illnesses from you. It's Kishmak. Have an amazing breakfast and an amazing day. Koltov, thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.